بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. مكة الواحدين بتعاون مع عدة مساجد في منطقة البحر الكاريبي والولايات المتحدة، يسرها أن تقدم لكم محاضرة بعنوان حكم الاحتفال بأعياد الكفار لفضيلة الشيخ فؤاد العمري حفظه الله تعالى. محدين publications exemption of مساجد in the Caribbean US is pleased to present the lecture entitled The Reason I'm Celebrating the Celebration Celebrations of the Disbelievers by the Honorable Sheikh Fuad al-Amri, may Allah preserve him. Hadi tafaddal shaykhana mashkuna min jawah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man sara ala nahjihi ila yawmiddin. Amma ba'du. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بادئ في بدء أشكر الله جل وعلا على تيسيره لهذا اللقاء، وأسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يكون لقاء مباركا. ثم أثني بالشكر للإخوة القائمين على هذه اللقاءات النافعة بإذن الله جل وعلا، ثم أثلث بالشكر لجميع الإخوة الحاضرين والمستمعين، وأسأل الله جل وعلا التوفيق والإعانة والسداد. موضوع اللقاء متعلق بمسألة عظيمة تهم كل مسلم، خاصة مع هذا الانفتاح المشاهد. كان هذا الأمر قديما يخص من يعيش في بلد الكفر أو من ابتلي بالعمل أو بالسكنى ومعه وعنده أولئك الكفار، لكن اليوم فالعالم كما قيل أصبح قرية واحدة، ما يحدث في الشرق ينقل في نفس الوقت ويشاهده أهل الغرب، والعكس كذلك. فكان من المهم جدا خاصة فيما يتعلق بأمر الدين أن يحصل التذكير به، لا سيما عند حدوث ما يستوجب التذكير. نعم.
Shaykh Habibullah Allah Ta'ala began by mentioning the name of Allah, who is compassionate and most merciful. Praise Him, who is the Lord of everything in existence, and invoking His peace and blessings upon our Prophet Muhammad, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his family, companions, and all those who follow His guidance until the day of resurrection. He then greeted all of those listening to reading them Salam, saying, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. He said, I begin by thanking Allah Azza wa Jal for facilitating for us this meeting, and I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make it a meeting which is blessed. Secondly, I thank all of the brothers who are responsible for facilitating these talks. And thirdly, I thank everyone who is present and who is listening, and we ask God again to give us all success and to keep us firm upon the street path. The topic which we will be addressing this evening indeed is something great and something which is very pertinent to every Muslim, especially with the way that the world has become in our day and time. There is so much travel and so much mixture between civilizations and the likes. In the past, these issues were only pertinent to those who live in non-Muslim lands, or those who have been tested with living near a number of disbelievers or working with them, and so on and so forth. However, in our day and time, the world has become, as they say, one small village. What happens in the East is seen immediately by the people in the West, and vice versa. And so, it's very important to give a reminder to those things which are happening around us and which we need a reminder of. Amen.
الله جل وعلا أنزل في كتابه العظيم تلك السورة التي جعلها فاتحة لكتابه، هذه السورة يعني سورة الفاتحة أوجب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على المرء أن يقرأها في صلاته، وأخبر عليه الصلاة والسلام أن من لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب فلا صلاة له، لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. وجاء في الصحيح عند مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي. نعم، أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كما في الحديث القدسي: قسمت الصلاة بيني وبين عبدي قسمين. فتأمل في تسمية هذه السورة عن سورة الفاتحة بالصلاة. وكذلك جاء عنه عليه الصلاة والسلام أنها بقية عن سورة الفاتحة إلى غير ذلك من الفوائد الواردة فيها. شاهد المقال: هذه السورة يكررها الواحد منا في يومه وليلته في صلاة الفرض فقط 17 مرة، وإذا ما صلى النوافل الراتبة السنن الراتبة وصلى قيام الليل مع الوتر 11 ركعة فإن هذه الركعات تصل إلى 40 ركعة في اليوم والليلة، يكررها الواحد منا هذا التكرار الكثير. ومن أعظم مقاصد هذه السورة بيان الصراط المستقيم، والله جل وعلا بيّن هذا في هذه السورة بيانا واضحا جليا: اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فهنا يدعو الإنسان ربه جل وعلا أن يهديه الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعم الله جل وعلا عليهم، جاء بيانه في السورة الأخرى من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. ثم قال: غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. المغضوب عليهم كما في الحديث عند الترمذي وغيره الحديث الصحيح هم اليهود، والضالون هم النصارى. فهذه السورة من مقاصدها بيان الصراط المستقيم والتحذير، نعم بيان الصراط المستقيم والتحذير من صراط المغضوب عليهم وصراط الضالين. نعم.
في حضرة الله تعالى continued saying that Allah Jalla Ala revealed in his book, in his great book, that surah which he made the opening surah of his book. Which means by that obviously Surah Al-Fatiha. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this surah, reciting it an obligation upon every Muslim in his salah. In every single rak'ah of every single salah, every day. And he informed Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that whoever does not recite this surah in his salah, then there is no salah for him. The salah does not count, it's not valid. Quote in Sahih Muslim, in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as is reported in the hadith Qudsi, that Allah then said, that I have divided the salah between myself and my servant into two halves. This ponder how this surah has been called salah. The surah is called salah. Likewise, it has been reported that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said that this surah is ruqyah, meaning cure. Its recitation is a cure for illness. There are many other virtues of this surah which are authentically reported. We recite this surah and we repeat it over and over again, every single prayer. Just in the obligatory prayers, the five daily obligatory prayers, which equals 17 rak'ahs, we recite this surah 17 times every day. And if a Muslim additionally prays those sunnah prayers before and after the five obligatory prayers, along with Qiyam al-Layl, the night prayer, and the witr, the number would reach 40 times in every day and night that the Muslim is reciting this surah, 40 times. So amongst the great purposes behind this surah is clarifying just what is the straight path that Allah wants us to walk. Allah says, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, guide us to the straight path, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those whom you have blessed, وَيْلِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَالضَّالِّينَ, not those who incurred your anger, nor those who went astray. A Muslim supplicates to his Lord, begging him for guidance. So every day. Elsewhere in the Quran, the path is clarified. Who are the people who are walking this path? النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, the prophets, the truthful, the righteous, and the martyrs. Well, this is the path that we're requesting to follow. And the path that we seek refuge with Allah from following are the paths of those who incurred Allah's anger and those who went astray. In Sunnah Tirmidhi, the explanation of this tells us that the ones who incurred Allah's anger are the Jews, and those who went astray are the Christians. And so this great surah shows us what is the straight path that Allah wants us to walk, and what are those paths that we have to stay away from.
نعم. أقول حفظكم الله تبارك وتعالى, إن من أعظم ما يحرص عليه المؤمن في هذه الحياة أن يسلك الطريق الذي يوصله إلى رضا الرب سبحانه وتعالى, ويبتعد عن تلك الطرق التي لا توصله إلى رضوان الله سبحانه وتعالى. وهذا متمثل في سلوك الصراط المستقيم, ذلك الصراط الذي سار عليه الأنبياء والرسل, سار عليه الصديقون الشهداء الصالحون, ويبتعد المرء عن كل ما يخالف ويضاد هذا الصراط. ومن أعظم ما عليه أهل هذا الصراط أنهم معتصمون بكتاب ربهم وبسنة نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم, ويحذرون من كل ما يخالف الكتاب والسنة, ومن ذلك ما عليه أهل الكفر من الاحتفال بهذه الأعياد. نعم تفضل.
شيخ الله تعالى كنتيني تسويه من الله تبارك وتعالى تزوي. You are one of the greatest things that the believer seeks after in this life is walking the path that leads to the pleasure of Allah and distancing himself from all of the paths that do not lead to the pleasure of Allah. Straight path that Allah wants us to walk is the one that was walked by the prophets and messengers before us, in addition to the martyrs, the righteous, and the truthful. Believers to stay away from everything that goes against is in opposition to walking this straight path. And then the greatest of things that the people who walk this path do, that they hold tight to the book of their Lord and the Sunnah of their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they stay away from everything that is in opposition to the book of their Lord and the Sunnah of their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from those things that are in opposition to the book and the Sunnah are what the disbelievers do during their celebrations on their holidays.
كنت هاي؟
نعم نعم تفضل شيخنا.
نعم أقول حفظكم الله مما تقرر عند أهل العلم مفارقتهم مفارقتهم لما عليه أهل الكفر. ومن ذلك هذه الأعياد. والأعياد من جملة الشرائع، فإن الكفار لهم شريعة يسيرون عليها ويسلكون طريقها، ولهذا من أعظم ما يجعل المرء مجانبا لهذه الأعياد أنها من جملة شرائع أهل الكفر، قال سبحانه وتعالى لكل أمة جعلنا منسكا أمة فيها، فالأعياد من جملة الشرائع التي تتميز بها كل أمة. وقد أوضح. نعم تفضل.
شيخ الله تعالى continued saying something that all of the people acknowledge and agreed upon is that we are to differ with the people of disbelief, or to differ with the disbelievers in all of their affairs, and from amongst the affairs that are particular to them are their holidays. Holidays form part of the Sharia that every nation follows, and every nation has their own Sharia, their own system of legislation which they follow. Likewise, just as we have our own Sharia, the disbelievers have their own. They have a system of legislation which they follow. And from amongst the greatest things that we have to do in order to be different from others, to differ from them when it comes to their system of legislation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بَعْنَا مَنْ سَكَنْ بِالنَّاسِكُونَ. To every nation, we have given their path that they follow. And part of the and the most important part of the past that distinguishes one nation from another, one people from another, are what they hold sacred and consider worthy of celebrating year after year.
نعم أقول لهذا يقول شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله تبارك وتعالى الأعياد من جملة الشرع والمناهج والمناسك التي قال الله سبحانه فيها الآية التي مرت معنا لكل أمة جعلنا منسكا هم ناسكوه قال القبلة والصلاة والصيام فلا فرق بين مشاركتهم في العيد وبين مشاركتهم في سائر المناهج فإن الموافقة في جميع العيد موافقة في الكفر والموافقة في بعض فروعه موافقة في بعض شعب الكفر بل الأعياد وتأملوا بل الأعياد هي من أخص ما تتميز به الشرائع ومن أظهر ما لها من الشعائر ومن نضع في الأعياد عرف هذا جيدا فإنها من أظهر ما لها من الشعائر إذا تقرر هذا أن الأعياد من جملة الشرائع والمناهج والمناسك فالواجب على المسلم أن يلزم شرع الله جل وعلا تجاه هذه الأعياد التي أخذت من المعاودة يعتدونها مرة في كل عام يعود عليهم فالواجب على المسلم الناصح لنفسه العامل على نجاتها أن يكون مجانبا لهذه الأعياد لأنها من جملة شعائر أهل الكفر نعم
Shaykh Abdullah Ta'ala continued saying that because of what we have previously mentioned, Shaykh Al-Islam Rahimahullah Ta'ala said that celebrations, holidays, are from amongst the systems of legislation and from amongst the paths that people follow that Allah mentioned in the aforementioned verse that to every nation we have given their path that they follow. So just like our salah, our prayers, and our fasting are part of what distinguishes us as a nation. And just as we are not allowed to participate in the prayers of disbelievers, in the fasting of disbelievers, but rather that we have our own prayers and our own fasting, we are not to participate with them in their celebrations, which form part of their system of legislation. Whoever agrees with them in their celebrations agrees with them in the disbelief that leads them to celebrate those things. No doubt that holidays, celebrations, are from amongst the most specific of things that form the system of legislation, the most apparent things that form, the most apparent things that form the system of legislation followed by each nation. Whoever contemplates and takes a look at the way that people celebrate, realize this, and will have no doubt about it. Once we establish this, we know that the celebrations of the disbelievers are something that forms their way of life, and thus it is an obligation upon every Muslim to give precedence to the system of legislation revealed by Allah and not to the customs of those who disbelieve in Allah. The word Eid, or celebration, comes from a word which means to come back, to return, because the celebrations are something that return year and year again. They're celebrated the same time every year. And so whoever believes in Allah and wants good for himself, then he will avoid celebrating The things that are celebrated by those who disbelieve in Allah and those things which form part of their way of life and system of legislation.
نعم حبيبكم الله أقول ومما يبين ما ذكرته عن شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله من أن الأعياد من جملة الشرائع والأديان ما جاء عند أصحاب السنن من حديث أنس رضي الله عنه لما قدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة كان لهم يومان يلعبون فيهما قال أنس قدم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المدينة ولهم يومان يلعبون فيهما فقال ما هذان اليومان قالوا كنا نلعب فيهما في الجاهلية فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله قد أبدلكم بهما خيرا منهما يوم الأضحى ويوم الفطر وتأملوا رحمني الله وإياكم في قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام أبدلكم فدل على أن هذه الشريعة التي جاء بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد حرصت على أن تخالف أولئك المشركين والكفار في كل أمورهم التي يكون فيها أمر الجاهلية أو أي أمر من أمور الجاهلية وقوله عليه الصلاة والسلام أبدلكم دليل على اختصاص هذا الدين لهذين اليومين مما يعتادونهما مما يعتادونه كل عام نعم
شيخ الله تعالى continued saying that based upon what was previously mentioned, briefly mentioned by Sheikh Al-Fayyim rahimahullah, that celebrations are part of what form one's system of legislation and one's religion. We see what has been reported in the book of Sunan, the hadith narrated by Anas, who said that when the Prophet arrived in Medina, they had 2 days that they used to take as days of playing, celebrating. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the people, what are these 2 days that you take as days of play, celebration? They said that these are days that we would used to play in times of Jahiliyyah, fear, Islamic ignorance. He responded, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saying, indeed, Allah has given you, instead of both of them, something that is better than them. The day of Al-Adha and the day of Al-Fitr. Let's contemplate, may Allah bless myself and you all, that when he said to him, that Allah has replaced these 2 days, saying that part of the Sharia that the Prophet himself brought aims at and works hard toward being different from the polytheists and the disbelievers in all of their affairs. In all of their affairs that they consider worthy of celebrating, and the affairs that they would participate in the times of pre-Islamic ignorance. So anything that has to do with disbelief, anything that was part of the practice of a nation in their believe is disbelief. That's something that Islam has replaced, and Allah has given us something better than it instead of it. And so, these 2 days, okay, that were part of the holidays of the people, were taken away, and something better was given in place of them. They are the celebrations that we have in Islam.
نعم، ولهذا جاءت النصوص التي تحرم مشاركة أولئك الكفار في أعيادهم، وما فهمه سلفنا الصالح رضوان الله عليهم من ذلك، من تلك النصوص. من ذلك قوله جل وعلا: ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. فهذا وعيد شديد لهذه الأمة، يتبين ذلك في تمام الآية لما قال: قل يا محمد إن هدى الله هو الهدى، ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. الله جل وعلا أخبر في مطلع هذه الآية أن اليهود والنصارى لن ترضى عن نبينا عليه الصلاة والسلام حتى يحصل الاتباع لملتهم. فأمره ربه جل وعلا أن يقول: قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى. ثم جاء الوعيد: ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. ومن الأمور التي يريدون أن نتبعهم فيها أمر هذه الأعياد، وكذلك مما جاء في هذا الباب قوله جل وعلا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. ذكر أهل العلم رحمهم الله تبارك وتعالى أن من الموالاة التشبه بهم، ومن ذلك أو من صور التشبه مشابهتهم في أعيادهم ومشاركتهم فيها. فقد جاء في حديث ابن عمر المفرد في السنن: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. قال شيخ الإسلام: وأقل درجاته التحريم، وقد يخرج المرء من الدين بالتشبه والعياذ بالله. كذلك مما جاء في هذا الباب قوله جل وعلا لما ساق جملة من صفات أهل الإيمان، قال: والذين لا يشهدون الزور. قال غير واحد من السلف: الزور أعياد المشركين. فهذا كله يدل على حرمة مشاركة أولئك فيما هو من أخص خصائص دينهم، ألا وهو العيد. نعم.
شيخ عبد الله تعالى continues saying: there are several pieces of textual evidence and scriptural proof that show the prohibition of celebrating the holidays of the disbelievers. Our pious predecessors And I'll be pleased if you take a look at the verses in the Book of Allah and the statements of the Messenger of Allah on them. They understood from them that their mission out of writing believers how it is. So amongst those verses from the Book of Allah, never will the Jews or the Christians be pleased with you until you follow their religion. This is a strong threat on the followers of this nation. We see at the end of this ayah, Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهُ هُوَ الْهُدَى. Say, the guidance of Allah, it is the real guidance. وَلَئِنْ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. And if you were to follow them, if you were to follow their desires after the knowledge that has come to you, وَلَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. If you were to do that, you would not find in Allah any protector or any helper. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us at the beginning of this ayah that the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, will not be pleased with our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until he abandoned the guidance revealed to him and followed them in their religion. Allah said that if he were to do that, he would find that Allah will protect him and no helper. Part of following the people in their religion is following them in their celebrations, celebrating their holidays. This is one of the verses that we find in the Book of Allah, which our pious predecessors have understood from the prohibition of celebrating the disbelievers' holidays. Another is a statement of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى أَوْلِيَاءَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. All you who believe, do not take the Jews and Christians as helpers, protectors, and allies. They are the allies of one another. Also, the end of the ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah, indeed, He does not guide the wrongful, transgressing people. People of knowledge have mentioned that part of what constitutes taking another people as allies, helpers, and protectors is imitating them. And so amongst one of the ways of imitating a people is imitating their celebrations, celebrating along with them their holidays. Quran al-Hadith of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and he said, whoever imitates a people is one of them. Shaykh Al-Hassan rahimahullah said, the very least that this shows is that it's prohibited to imitate the disbelievers. And it could even lead a person to leaving the religion. Imitating the followers of another religion could, in some cases, even mean that they have left the religion of Islam and joined the religion of that people. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. After describing, giving a description of many of the positive attributes that meet the people of Iman, many of the traits that the people of Iman have, one of those traits is that they do not, as we mentioned in the ayah, they do not witness falsehood, or they do not bear false witness. But also, this could mean that they don't give a false testimony to something, and it could also mean that they are not present at, and they do not watch that which is false. A number of the Salaf understood from this, and they said what is meant by not being witness to that which is false is not being present at the celebrations and the holidays of the Mushrikeen and the Polytheists. This is yet another proof of the prohibition of participating in the holidays of the disbelieving people.
على حرمة المشاركة في هذه الأعياد، لأن الأعياد من أخص خصائص أهل الأديان والملل، ما جاء عنه عليه الصلاة والسلام لأبي بكر كما في الصحيح: إن لكل قوم عيدا وهذا عيدنا. فدل على أن كل أمة لها عيد. وتأمل في قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام: لكل قوم. قد جاء في حديث أنس الذي ذكرناه سابقا: إن الله قد أبدلكم بهما خيرا منهما يوم الأضحى ويوم الفطر. فهذان اليومان هما عيدنا أهل الإسلام. وهناك عيد على مدار الأسبوع، هذان العيدان على مدار العام، وهناك عيد على مدار الأسبوع وهو يوم الجمعة كما ثبت بهذا الحديث عند أحمد. ومما كذلك يبين ما تقدم تقريره من حرمة مشاركة أهل الكفر في أعيادهم ما جاء عنه عليه الصلاة والسلام في الصحيح من حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه، وفي قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام: لتتبعن سنن من كان قبلكم شبرا بشبر وذراعا بذراع حتى لو سلكوا جحر ضب لسلكتموه. قال: قلنا يا رسول الله اليهود والنصارى. قال: فمن؟ فهذا خبر عن رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام، وهو من دلائل نبوته أن من أمته من سيسلك ويتتبع طريقة أولئك وسنن أولئك. فالواجب علينا أن نحذر من هذا أشد الحذر. نعم.
Likewise, further shows us the prohibition of celebrating along with the disbelievers their holidays. That, as we have mentioned, one of the clearest and most apparent things that distinguishes every nation and shows that they are the followers of a certain religion or a certain way of life is what they hold sacred and celebrate. Part of this is shown in the statement Allah's Messenger made to Abu Bakr, as we mentioned in the Sahih, that every people have their holiday, and this is our holiday. As it looked when he said, every people have their holiday. Every people has their own holiday. It's just for them. And let's look back to the previously mentioned hadith narrated by Anas, in which Messenger referring to the holidays of those people who we are not part of, he said that Allah has given to you instead of those 2 days, 2 days that are better than them. And so, these 2 holidays that we have in Islam, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr, these are what we celebrate. Likewise, we do have a weekly holiday that occurs every week, as reported in Muslim Imam Ahmad, and that is Friday. Friday is the weekly holiday of the Muslims. After mentioning the aforementioned ruling, which means that we are not allowed to celebrate along with the disbelievers the holiday, we recently mentioned what is mentioned in the Sahih and the Sahih of Sa'id al-Khudri. Before the Prophet Muhammad said, indeed you shall follow the ways of those who came before you, a handspan to a handspan, an arm span to an arm span. Even if they were to enter into a lizard's hole, you would do the same. Companion said, are you referring to the Jews and Christians? He said, وسلم, who else? This is information for Allah's Messenger, and it's likewise part of the proof of him being a prophet, and having being given some of the knowledge of what would come in the future, he was informing that his followers, his nation, would do and commit the same mistakes as those nations who came in the past, the disbelieving nations. So we need to beware of falling into any of their traps or imitating them in any of their ways and celebrations.
نعم حفظكم الله. ومما جاء عن سلفنا رحمه الله تبارك وتعالى نصا صراحة ما جاء عن أمير المؤمنين وكان الخلفاء الراشدين رضي الله عنه عن الصحابة أجمعين بما أخرجه عبد الرزاق في مصنفه واحتج به أبو العباس شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية في الاقتضاء، قال: لا تعلموا رقالة الأعاجم ولا تدخلوا على المشركين في كنائسهم يوم عيدهم فإن السخطة تنزل عليهم. وجاء عنه رحمه الله تبارك وتعالى أنه قال كما عند الغفي في الكبرى، قال رحمه الله ورضي عنه: اجتنبوا أعداء الله في عيدكم. كذلك جاء عن عبد الله بن عمرو أنه قال: من بنى ببلاد الأعاجم فصنع نيروزهم ومهرجانهم وتشبه بهم حتى يموت وهو كذلك حشر معهم يوم القيامة. وبهذا أجمع أهل العلم على حرمة مشاركة أولئك في أعياد، وأعني بالعلماء المقتدى بهم، ولا عبرة بغيرهم، فالمؤول إنما هو على أولئك الأعلام المقتدى بهم. فالناصح لنفسه العامل على نجاتها يجانب أولئك مجانبة تامة حتى يسلم له دينه ويسلم له اعتقاده ويسلم له أخلاقه. ومعلوم الحال تلكم الاحتفالات عند أولئك، بل هو حال كثير من الاحتفالات سواء التي عليها أهل الكفر أو الاحتفالات البدعية في المولد وغيره من الفسق والنجوم والفجور والعياذ بالله. كما قلت، الناصح لنفسه العامل على نجاتها يسعى فيما يقربه إلى الله جل وعلا ويبتعد عن كل ما يباعده عن الله سبحانه وتعالى. لعلي أكتفي بهذا في هذا المقام، وأسأل الله جل وعلا أن يبارك فينا جميعا وأن يجعلنا من اهتداة المهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. وجزاكم الله خيرا، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله كل خير يا شيخنا، الله يحفظكم. شيخ بدر الله تعالى continuing saying that what has been mentioned by our pious predecessors with clear statements are several from amongst them the statement of the commander of the faithful and the third of the rightly guided caliphs. May Allah be pleased with him and with all of the companions of our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as was reported by Abu-Bazzaq in his Musannaf, and was used, cited as proof by Shaykh Hussain bin Yahya rahimahullah. I didn't get the full quote, I thought that for that part of it is that we should not gather with the Arajim, meaning the non-Arabs, or the non-believers, and do not enter upon them. Do not enter upon them in their churches on the days of their celebrations, because it is feared that the roof will fall on top of them. Likewise, mentioned by Al-Bayhaqi in Surah Al-Kubra, that the enemies of Allah gather and agree upon their holidays and celebrations. Like reported that Abdullah bin Amr said that whoever builds in the land of the Arajim, then the non-Arabs or the believers, and stays with them, and there are one or two more descriptions, actions that they do, then it said that he will be resurrected along with them on the day of resurrection. Because of all of the aforementioned statements, the people of knowledge have come to a mutual consensus that it is prohibited to celebrate and join along with the disbelievers in their holidays. When we say the people of knowledge, the ones whom we're referring to are those whose opinion counts. Those who are taken as an example, and other than them, whose opinions don't count, we don't pay attention to their state. We take as our leaders, and we take our ideas from those highest scholars of Islam who practiced what they knew and were considered authorities in their knowledge. So whoever means well for himself, and whoever wants the salvation for himself, will completely, in every way, shape, and form, stay away from the disbelievers when it comes to their holidays and otherwise, so that he can be safe in his religion, safe in his creed, safe in his character and morals, because it is known that in the celebrations of the disbelievers, just as in those newly invented celebrations of the people of innovation who have brought about new celebrations in Islam, such as the those who celebrate the birthday of the Prophet, it is known that those people during their celebrations do immoral things. So whoever wants good for himself will stay away from such celebrations, and will stay far away from everything that brings him farther away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will suffice with this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us all, and to make us from amongst those who are rightly guided, not those who themselves go astray, nor who lead others astray, and all praise belongs to Allah, and invoke peace and blessings upon him. Well, Shaykh, I have a question واحد متعلق بالموضوع من نفسكم.
لا بأس تفضل.
يقول أحسن الله إليكم، جاء عندنا رأس السنة وهي بداية السنة عند الكفار، فكلهم يهنئون بعضهم بعضا، وكثيرا ما نلقى واحد في الشارع ويهنئنا بعيدهم هذا، كل يعني كل عام وانتم بخير ومثل هذا الكلام، وعندهم يعتبر من سوء الأخلاق أن المرء يهنى بهذا ولا يجيب، فما بما نجيبهم؟ كيف نرد عليهم عندما يقولون مثل هذا؟
عموما هذا يعني لا يعني من يعني
خاصة وهم يقولون هذا ليس من الأعيار الدينية، هذا بس يعني شيء عادي، هذا من عاداتنا، يقول هذا لا علاقة له بدين.
أي بلا شك لا ريب أن هذا أي كان هم يقولون أنه ليس من الدين، إنما نقول نحن هذا من الدين كما قد مضى بيانه في كلام شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. الأمر الذي بعد هذا أن يعني يتخاشى بلا شك ولا ريب أن يبادلهم التهنئة بهذا العيد
حتى لا يكون مشاركا لهم في شيء من الاحتفال بهذه الأعياد. وكون المرء يريد أن يجاريهم في باطلهم حتى لا يقال عنه أنه سيء الأخلاق، أقول هذا ليس بمسوغ شرعي. والحمد لله ديننا علمنا كل شيء، وما جاء به هذا الدين فإنه يدل على أو يحمل المرء على الأخلاق الحسنة والصفات الحميدة التي تكون في موضعها وفي مواطنها وفي مظانها، ولا يلتفت إلى ما يقولونه هم، لأن قوله ليس عليه معول، إنما المعول على الشرع وما جاء في الشرع والله أعلم.
لأن المرأة هي نسكت ها؟
ها؟
لا 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 لا
لا لا لا يرد ما يرد عليهم، لكن لو أنهم حيوه بما ليس من بما ليس من متعلقات العيد فهو يرد التحية بمثلها أو بأحسن منها.
نعم، التحية المعروفة منها من المقصود منها يعني
نعم احتفال. نعم، إذا تقابلوا يقول له، إذا قال له مثلا صباح الخير هو هذا يقول يعني أو تحياتي، فأرد له التحية بمثلها، لكن لا يأتي بلفظ يدل على تهنئته بالعيد.
هل مثلا هل أن نرد عليهم بشيء مثلا هم يهنئون بهذا ونحن نقول صباح الخير، يعني نقابل بشيء غير مناسب ولكن لا نسكت؟
ما فهم
عشان.
انا ما فهم
اقول مثلا اذا هم قالوا يعني مثلا كل عام وانتم بخير، نرد عليهم نقول يعني صباح الخير، يعني شيء
لا لا
لا يقال لهم
لا 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 يقابلهم بأي رد فيما هو متعلق بالعيد.
ايه، وان كان رد يعني ليس متعلق بالدين بس يعني
لا لا لا
في مثل هذا
لا 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 يشاركون في هذا ابدا.
ايه خير، نصيحة الله تعالى شدك What they say that the New Year celebration things are not worth it. So the question was, some people say that this time of the year, which is New Year's in our part of the world, many of the rich believers are going around congratulating one another with saying Happy New Year in the light. And they may consider this a non-religious celebration. And so, is it permissible for us, if they greet us by saying Happy New Year, for us to respond to their greeting, especially since they consider it a non-religious holiday? We say, as Shaykh Allah Ta'ala said, that we say that rather this is a religious holiday. If you celebrate it every year, then it's part of your religion, it's part of your life, and it's one of the most apparent things that defines your way of life, as the aforementioned statement of Shaykh Islam and Jinnah Rahimahullah pointed out. And so we as Muslims are to stay away from all forms of celebrating the disbelievers' holidays, with congratulating them, exchanging greetings on the holidays, or anything that has to do in any way to perform for celebrating their holidays. And if a person were to say, for example, that if someone says to you at New Year's and you don't respond and they consider that to be rude, we say, we do this as part of our religion. And our religion has indeed shown us the best of character and how to be polite. However, the way that we define politeness and the way that we define actions is according to our religion, not according to the people's customs. And so we will be polite when it's time to be polite. However, we will not agree with the people and celebrate along with the people their holidays, which are false. And so even if they were to accuse us of being rude and we didn't respond to them, we would not respond to them. And Shaykh Allah Ta'ala said that when they greet us with something that is part of their celebration, such as when they say Happy New Year, we don't respond to that. If they greeted us by something else that didn't have to do with their celebration, if they said to us good morning, we would say good morning right back. And so I asked, for example, if they said to us Happy New Year, could we greet them with something else that didn't have to do with their celebration? So they say Happy New Year and we say good morning. He said no. If it has something to do with their celebration, we think they remain quiet and the line is rest. JazakAllah khairan, Shaykhna. Allah khairan.
حياكم الله ومرحبا بكم.
الله يحفظكم. جزاك الله خيرا شيخنا
نشكرك. وانتم كذلك. سلموا على جميع الاخوه حفظكم ربي. ثبتنا الله واياكم على الاسلام والسنه يا رب.
اللهم امين. اللهم امين. جزاك الله خيرا.
السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته. We give you salam to everyone listening and ask Allah to keep us all firm upon Islam and the Sunnah.